This is the Vinny and Rob Show. 105.7 The Fan.
Ravens take on the Houston Texans. 1 o'clock locally. That's 12 o'clock in Houston, right, Vinny?
Yep.
Other AFC North matchup. We talked a little bit earlier, of course, to Mary-Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer as the Browns take on Indianapolis. In Indianapolis, we also talked to Joe Reedy from the Cincinnati Inquirer as they take on the Bengals, take on the Pittsburgh Steelers at home. 8:20 Sunday Night Football. Let's talk to the other side of it from our sister station, CBS, 93.7 The Fan. Talk to my buddy John Seibel. What's going on, John?
Hey, how you guys doing? Actually, you know, I could almost come into studio with you guys. I'm on my way actually close to your area of the country. I'm going towards Lancaster, Pennsylvania. So, you know, a couple of hours, I could have been down there in studio with you guys.
Come on. Come on. Bring it on.
Fly pie over in Amish country if you'd like.
That would be good.
Apple pies, raise a barn or two. I don't know.
John, what's the reason 2-3 Pittsburgh Steelers?
The defense stinks. And if you look at it statistically, and Vinny, you know this, stats lie many, many times. Last year, the Steelers ended up with a great defense statistically, but yet on tape, they were a defense that could be taken advantage of. That's the case this year. Ike Taylor has been terrible at cornerback this year. I don't know if he has Demaryius Thomas and that playoff game against the Broncos still in his head, but he's been bad. Certainly doesn't help their cause that Troy is out. Certainly doesn't help their cause that James Harrison missed some of the season and is not his normal self. And it certainly doesn't help the cause that Lamar Woodley has been out with a little bit of a hamstring tweak, although he should be back. Lawrence Timmons has really only played 1.5 good games. Look at the defense, guys. That's where it starts. This is not the typical Steelers defense.
What is the young talent? I just don't see a lot of young talent stepping in for a lot of old guys, because to me it looks like an aging defense, John.
Yeah, you still always be next man up, right? And Kevin Colbert's gotten great credit for having a high batting average when it comes to draft picks, especially in the first three rounds. That batting average is kind of starting to look like A-Rod in the postseason now, because you look at Ziggy Hood, he's disappeared. Haven't seen anything from Cameron Hayward so far. And Jason Worlds, the guy with all the potential in the world coming out of Virginia Tech, he's battled injuries and underachieving. These next guys that are supposed to step up just quite simply have not. Earlier this year, they had Chris Carter trying to fill the mammoth shoes of James Harrison, and all he did was get pushed around by Brandon Stokley in the opener at Denver, a small wide receiver pushing around a guy filling in for James Harrison. Simply put, the draft picks that they thought were going to be able to grow up into those big shoes and be playmakers have not grown up.
Hey, with John Seibel, 93.7, The Fan up in Pittsburgh. John, I'm starting to hear rumblings and also read things, people questioning whether or not Mike Tomlin is the guy to lead this team. Your thoughts on that?
Malarkey. That's absolute baloney. Mike Tomlin is a fantastic head coach. The Rooneys selected him for a reason. It's because he blew them away in the interview process. He's a bona fide head coach who, within 2 years, had a team in the Super Bowl. Granted, Bill Cowher, his second to last year, had the Steelers in the Super Bowl, but it's not easy to take over somebody else's roster. And Tomlin took over an 8-8 team, not a Super Bowl team. He's done a fantastic job. Mike Tomlin can flat-out coach. Even the best of coaches, guys, have seasons that are a little bit tough. This time last year, Tom Coughlin was packing his bags for the umpteenth time and was being run out of New York. All they did was turn it around and get good enough at the end of the season to get into the playoffs.
John, you don't have to sell Mike. You don't have to sell Mike Tomlin on me. I don't question the man's leadership or his ability to coach and lead a team, a 53-man roster either.
No, I don't either. And if you want to see how good of a coach Mike Tomlin is, put him out on the street and wait. You just see how long it is till his phone rings. I think I can flat-out coach.
John, now let's look over at the offensive side. I mean, that offensive line, they've been decimated too. DeCastro, when we were at camp, he looked like he was kind of coming into his own. I've never liked Mike Adams as a player, and I don't know what he's done there. I mean, they've got a bunch of beat-up guys there, and the run game has stunk as much as the defense has stunk.
Yeah, it's not going to get any better this weekend either, Sunday night, Benny, because now the Bengals have been, they've given up some runs this year. Teams have run well against them, but this offensive line for the Steelers is not an offensive line that can open up some holes. And Mike Adams, you're right. He's done nothing. All he's done is under-impress. The best showing he's done with the Steelers was to convince them to draft him when he, on his own dime, went to the headquarters to say, hey, listen, I'll turn my life around. He's been a disappointment from the jump in training camp, and now he's going to be playing right tackle. And as beat up as these guys are, they're going to be facing their biggest test of the year when it comes to the pass rush. The Bengals flat out get after the quarterback, and they don't send a lot of guys in doing it. They don't have to. Carlos Dunlap, Michael Johnson, Robert Gathers, Geno Atkins, Domantas Peko, they just get after the quarterback on their own. They don't do a whole lot of fancy stuff necessarily. And Mike Adams, he's going to have his hands full. Dunlap and Gathers coming over him, he's going to have his hands full. My guess is that Heath Miller, a guy who could be a huge factor in between the hashes, taking advantage of Ray Maluga in the passing game, might not have that opportunity, guys, because Todd Haley just might have to keep him in there next to Mike Adams to help him out, because Adams, I think he's in for a long day unless he gets a lot of help.
There he is, John Seibel, 93.7 The Fan. John, give us a score of that Pittsburgh-Cincinnati game.
Oh, boy. I think this is going to be one of those 30-28 games. And it's so hard for me to think that the Bengals would ever win it, because how many times over the past decade have we seen the Bengals team who seem like they could do something just disappoint? And I am so down on Marvin Lewis. I think he's an awful head coach. That's just me. But at the end of the day, I think it's going to come down to a defensive end for the Bengals beating a Mike Adams and forcing Ben into a turnover that turns the game. I'll go Bengals 30-28, but at this point, neither of these two teams impresses me at all.
Thanks a lot, John.
All right, be good, guys.
Joe Reedy thinks Pittsburgh wins, and John Seibel believes that Cincinnati will win.
So, when are we doing our picks?
Yeah, we'll do our picks. We can do our picks now if you want. You want to do our picks now? We got a couple of minutes to do our picks.
I do.